ಏಷ ಸರ್ವೇಷು ಭೂತೇಷು ಗೂಢೋತ್ಮಾ ನ ಪ್ರಕಾಶತೆ ದೃಶ್ಯತೇ ತ್ವಗ್ರಯಾ ಬುದ್ಧ್ಯಾ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಯಾ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮದರ್ಶಿಭಿಃ. ಸ್ವಾಮೀಜಿ, ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ರೆಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಮೆನಿ ಬುಕ್ಸ್, ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಗಾಡ್, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಗಾಡ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ವೇದಾಂತ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಇನ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್ ಇನ್ನರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ ಬ್ಲಫ್. ಬೈ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟ್ರೈಡ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್ ಮೀ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನಥಿಂಗ್. Probably I am a unique thing. Lord created me and then I am always in a hurry. My wife also tells me. So I must have also, after creating me, I must have run away in an all in a hurry to come to the mummy's womb. And before the Lord put the soul inside, I ran. Well, that was the last item. He just molded me, and before pulling it, I ran away. It's my mistake. But the point is, I am a unique one. I have no soul. Even physically, you cannot exist without a soul, isn't it? S-O-L-E. You cannot be without a soul. Soul is not that you are created and the soul is poured into it. Like a pot, when the pot maker makes, it is not that he made the pot and took space from the right side and poured into the pot, but the clay, the bowl of clay was put in space, and as it's being shaped in space, and when it is scooped in space, the space there is no place where space is not. Similarly, it is not that you are created and then Lord took a soul, a third-rate soul. I put it there. Swamiji, I am a third-rate man because the Lord chose the wrong one. There was A class, B class, C class, Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic, and a pot cannot have a second-rate space. First-rate space, as a pot is being, the inside of the pot is being scooped out on the bowl of clay, as the wheel is rotating by the kindly pressures of the pot maker's hand, the space he is filling it up. Because it was done, born in space, made in space, space within and without. So it cannot be. But the student is still wondering, yeah, why is it that everybody, every religion, every prophet, mad, everyone is saying, there is a God. Realize it in your heart. He is in your heart. He elevates everything in your heart. I am giving the benefit of doubt to Jesus, to Muhammad Nabi, to Buddha, to the Rishis. We give a benefit of doubt. But none of them is showing me. I try to see into my heart. Nothing happens. This great reality, Esha, this great truth, Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtandam, remaining or reveling in every form, minerals, plant, animal and human. The waking mind penetrates and revels and lives in everything in the dream, because the dream is happening in the mind. Every wave is permeated by the oceanic waters, because it rose from the ocean. There is nothing other than the ocean. So, sarveshu bhuteshu gudotma na prakashate. Even though we are seeing this gross equipments, this presence which is always there, na prakashate, it is not readily available for our appreciation or comprehension. We cannot see it. I can see your eyes and nose and tongue and skin and everything, the physical body. I can watch your performances in the world outside.
But how much I know that you are alive, the life-giving spark of existence in you, that is not available. For ready experience of my gross sense organs, I cannot see it in you, I cannot feel it in you, I cannot intellectually think and understand its presence. All that I can do is at best anuman, inference. Since you are moving about, you are made up of matter, matter has no movement, therefore there must be something other than matter in you. It's only an inference. I cannot directly, with my intellect, arguments of the intellect, logical thinking, come to any conclusion. This good Atma, this secret presence, secret presence, secret because we don't know it. A thing that you don't know is a secret.
See? Do you know that I got a wife in India?
Swami, really? Now it was a secret. Before you never knew it. Now it is no more a secret. I know it. So now in the next class you can explain.
Swamiji also is married. Don't worry. Everybody can marry. Why? Swamiji himself said it. What are you talking?
See, this is the way we try to have a secret. How long is secret?
Until I know it. Once I know it, it is no more.
See? So, secret Atma means, though it is there, I don't know. Therefore, it's secret.
Once I come to know it, it is no more secret. It is, oh, I know it. It becomes the truth.
A fact. This secret Atma, though it is everywhere present in every form, is not readily available for our gross perceptions or emotions and thoughts. It is not an object, a gross world of objects. Then, drishyate, it is seen. Seen meaning as vividly as you have seen. Direct experience. Unforgettable thereafter. Beyond all traces of doubt. Direct confirmation is possible. Drishyate tu, indeed, when agraya buddhya, when the intellect becomes subtle, the contemplative moves. Not the intellect reveling in the grosser levels, it becomes a gross intellect. When it is contemplating other subtlest of the subtle reality, it becomes subtle. So when the agreya buddhya, when the intellect is steadily contemplating upon the nature of the reality, as the teacher has told us, those who have reached there has explained to us, and I hold my intellect in that mood of thinking. Sukshmaya sukshmadarshipi. The intellect has become at that moment subtle. Subtle meaning it is not reveling in the realm of time. Unbound, vast, infinite consciousness. Away from the physical body. But aware of the body and its behavior. The incense bow, from which the smoke is rising. Similarly, from the body, the mind glowing, and the vasanas falling in it, and the smoke of activities and thought rising. All these are, I am aware of,
That awareness am I, far away from the body. There, once I am away from the body, what is my shape?
Whose shape?
When the pot is there, the space is a shape. When the pot is broken, what is the shape of the space? In deep sleep, what is your shape? Deep sleep. You are a man or a woman? What is your shape? Where are your boundaries? All pervading. No boundary. No boundary means? No margins. No margins means? I'm all pervading. In that it once this body under chloroform. What is the shape? When I give you one that you deserve and you lie down without any movement, at that time, what is your shape? When swooning or under chloroform or in deep sleep, and once I am not conscious of the body, there is no shape. Shape is only so long as I am aware of the body. So that those who are shapeless, don't worry. See the benefit of it, Vedanta. Yeah, you are shapeless. You are right. I am infinite. You need not worry about the shape. Shape is only the body. Okay, now. So, sukshmaya sukshma darshini. When that subtle perception of the quietened intellect in the moods of the highest contemplative mood, when it is not disturbed by the objects, that undisturbed consciousness can be awakened into, not as an object of the intellect, but as the intellect ends, that experience, awakening comes. Swami, how can that be done?